Everyone, it's AK. So I noticed that it's been a really long time since I've done a podcast. I checked and the last one I did was November 11th, 2020. And it's now January, what's today's date? January 20th, 2022. I didn't go back and listen to it, but I know I left off with my life basically talking about how I lost the election for a school board and everything, and I was really broken up about it. Fast forward, you know, a couple years later, and I'm really glad that I lost, because you guys know what's going on in our country at this point with the critical race theory, the anger at school boards, mask mandates, all these kinds of things going on. And for where I live, not only my state, but different school boards, including my local school board, they have been threatened. They've actually been threatened by parents and other members of the community. I know they had to have police officers at the meetings. There was one school district near me that they ended up making all their meetings virtual because they had some stuff going on and people were getting arrested. So I'm really glad I lost, because if I had won, I would be in the middle of that, and that would be terrifying. So I'm really glad I lost at this point. But yeah, so that's kind of what happened with that. There's been a lot of things that have happened in the last year, over a year, and I do want to talk about them, but I think that it will take me time to talk about them because they were really traumatic. And of course, talking about it is reliving the experience, and I'm not necessarily ready for that. I mean, I'm fine telling you guys whatever I want, mainly because I don't really have any consistent listeners. And none of you guys know who I am. You're not going to come hunt me down and find me. I'm very anonymous in what I'm doing with this podcast, and that's on purpose. You know, so I just have to figure out. I mean, I do need to talk about it because I need to talk about these things out loud, first of all. I do see a therapist now, which is good. I talked to her about a lot of stuff as well, but kind of just sharing my stories and the experiences that I've gone through, you know, maybe randomly somebody will just happen to listen to that particular podcast. And the things that I say, maybe they could relate to or think, you know, wow, somebody gets where I'm coming from. So I do want to share those stories. And in the coming weeks and whatnot, I will. Because there was something that happened. And there was a person that did a podcast. And somebody was talking about the podcast and everything. And I noticed the platform they used was Anchor. And I was like, holy crap, I have an Anchor podcast too. So I just went searching for it and logged in, and I thought, let me just go ahead and say an update, you know, a real quick update. And I looked at how long my podcasts are, and I do try to keep them short. I think the longest one was like almost 2 hours, but there is some that I stopped and I did them in sections, like 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Because it's the same amount of time, but usually people don't want to sit comfortably for an hour and a half and listen to somebody. So having it broken up into sections makes it easier and, you know, that kind of thing. Unless you're really committed to listening to me, which is great if you want to do that for an hour and a half. But yeah, I do want to give updates about what's been happening in the last, you know, over a year. It's been over a year, and it's been interesting. I mean, for me personally, for, you know, the country, the politics, all the things that have happened, you know, we're going into our third year with COVID, the coronavirus, our third year with this pandemic. Speaking of which, I actually have COVID right now. You can probably hear that I sound kind of sickly or nasally or whatever. So I actually do have it. I tested positive last week. And I'm going to get another test next week to see if it, you know, if I still have it in my system or whatever. But I actually have it right now, and I didn't get it at all the entire time, so I just got it. And I'm glad that I got it now when we know more about the virus and what's going on, It wasn't like back then when we didn't know if we should wear a mask, if we should social distance, what we should do, because this is a completely new thing. Now we've been dealing with it for almost 3 years. I feel like it's a better time to get it. If there is a better time to get it, now would be that time. So yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I'm doing okay. For the first couple of days, I had a fever of like 103. You know, I took some stuff to bring that down, took some Tylenol, and did I did Benadryl 1.2. I did, what else did I do? Alka-Seltzer. I did the Alka-Seltzer cold and flu. So I was taking different things to bring the fever down. And I had the muscle aches and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so that went away. One thing that happened to me that's never happened in my entire life, and it freaked me out, was that I lost my sense of taste and smell. Thank God I only lost it for like 2 days though. You know, because people lose it for like weeks, months. And it was like, I thought something was wrong, because I'm like, there's stuff that I should be smelling. I know what it smells like. Why am I not smelling it? So I went around my house smelling different things. I know what they smell like. And I mean, things that are really strong, that have a strong scent. I'm like, okay, I should smell this. I should smell that. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is my taste gone too? The sense of taste gone as well? So I was eating things, you know, I ate things that I also didn't really know what they tasted like a familiar taste, because your brain will, like, send on the message because you know what it's supposed to taste like, so you can taste it even though you can't. But this is going to sound really gross, but this is the one way for sure that I knew that I couldn't taste anything. So I take medication every day for my mental illness. I probably talked about that before in these podcasts. One of the pills I take, it has like that chalky feel of it. Like if you get it wet, it like dissolves and it's a really gross taste. So like when you put it in your mouth to swallow it, if it like touches your tongue or it has that taste to it. So I was like, the true test to me losing my taste and smell, especially my taste, is if I put this pill on my tongue, will I be able to taste it? If the answer is yes, then I'm just going crazy and this isn't real. So I stood in my kitchen, took the pill out, and I'm like taking deep breaths, you know, because again, it's gross. And so I put it on my tongue for a few seconds and I was like, holy crap, I can't taste this. So for me, that was like the real test for me, even though I knew at that point I really couldn't taste anything. And so that was the real test for me. And then when I felt like I was getting it back, because it happened like a couple days after, so it only lasted for maybe 2 days, and I felt like I was getting the smell back. I was kind of smelling some things, you know, here and there, and then I thought I could taste stuff. I was like, hey, I'm tasting whatever food I'm eating. And then it was kind of like really subtle. And then I was like, well, I know the way to test if I can actually taste it. So yes, I did it again. I was in my kitchen and I took the pill out. And I put the pill on my tongue and I was like, oh my gosh, it is back. That was disgusting. So I had like different things to like chase it with, quote unquote, because I knew that if I could taste it, that's what would happen. So it's kind of weird. That was the test I used, but it was crazy. And it was really creepy to like, I think the worst part was eating and not tasting the food than it was smelling. Because it's like when you have a stuffy nose, you know, you have problems kind of smelling anyway, but the fact that I was eating like these meals, which is mainly soup and stuff, but I couldn't taste it. And there was like candy bars that I had, you know, different kind of sweets and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to eat it because I can't taste it. I have like a payday bar and I'm like, oh yeah, well, I can't taste it, I'm not gonna eat it. So there was different things that in my house I didn't eat because I knew I couldn't taste them. So that was an experience with the whole losing the taste and the smell thing. But other than that, once that kind of went away, the fever went away, you know, I've been okay for the most part. I'm still kind of, you know, physically kind of just like drained or whatever. And then I do have a stuffy nose and that kind of thing. I haven't had a fever in probably like, I don't know, maybe a week or so, however long I've been dealing with this. I'm not really sure. So it's like, I'm okay now. I'm okay to the point where I don't feel like I'm super sick or anything's wrong. It really now at this point just feels like I have like a cold. you know, but in the beginning it was kind of rough. And I mean, having a fever that high, I didn't like that at all. I mean, who wants to have a fever that high? But I knew that if I did get COVID, it wouldn't affect me to the point where, you know, it's getting people really super sick. And that's mainly because my immune system is ridiculously strong. For instance, all 4 years of high school, I never missed a day. All 4 years, never missed one day. The last time that I got really, really sick, I'm talking sick, like fever of 102, 103, I was down maybe like almost 2 weeks because I had mono. And that happened in like 2010. And it's now 2022. So I've never been sick like that since then. So it's like, I knew that if I got COVID, because my immune system is so strong, that it wouldn't have like a super, you know, negative effect, because I don't have like pre-existing, you know, health conditions or anything like that, you know, to where my immune system is more vulnerable to different viruses or whatever. So me getting it, I was like, you know, okay, I know I have to quarantine and all that kind of stuff. I don't go anywhere anyway, so it literally didn't affect my life. I didn't have to, you know, quarantining, self-isolation, all that kind of stuff. I kind of do that anyway, so it wasn't really that big of a deal. But I mean, it still sucks, you know, having it and feeling like I feel, but I am getting better. So hopefully the test that I take next week, I spread it out apart on purpose because I wanted to see, you know, if the virus is still there. I know the CDC, they can't make up their minds. And it's really annoying because now the decisions they make, let's face it, we know that they're political. You know, they're deciding you have to do 14 days of self-isolation or quarantine or whatever. And then it's 10 days, then it's 5 days. If you don't have symptoms, it's this, this, and this. They're flip-flopping back and forth. And of course, part of that's because when people get sick or exposed, they have to take time off work. You know, whether or not they do is the point, but they're supposed to. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know what the guidance is, you know? And I'm like, okay, it was like, oh, well, you have to do 10 days. You're no longer contagious after 5 days. Now it's back to 10 days. All these things. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stay in my house and I'm just going to get a second COVID test to see if I still have it. Now, I know at this point I'm probably not contagious, but I just don't like the idea of like kind of walking around knowing I have a virus. So I just decided, you know, screw all that stuff. I'm going to stop reading the website and all these flip-flopping things back and forth. And I just decided I'm going to take this test next week. And if it's negative, that's great. That means it's gone. If it's still positive, that means I still have it. And I'm going to kind of, you know, continue to behave accordingly, basically. So, but yeah, that's kind of what's been going on the last couple of weeks. But yeah, it's been a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff has happened. I mean, and I know there were sometimes, a lot of times, as if you are listening to this podcast and you were a listener back in 2019 and 2020, you know my style at this point, that I tend to ramble and rant and go all over the place, but I eventually come back to my main point. And you probably remember there was some podcast I was like, I sat down and wrote bullet points. I wrote bullet points down so I could look at these and get back to them. So the fact that I have so much that's happened in my life, I'm thinking in my head right now, like, where do I start? Do I start at the very beginning? Do I start where I left off? I think that might be a good idea. If I left off in November of 2020, I should start off December 2020 and just kind of work my way, you know, down the line until I get to January 2022, which basically I just told you guys what happened for, you know, the start of this year. It's been, you know, been COVID. But I think I might do that, because if not, I mean, it's going to be all over the place. But I guess it doesn't matter if it's chronological or not. But I think that some of the stories would make more sense if it's chronological. Like, if I talk about something that happened in December and then I jump to something that happened in November of 2020, then I go back and it's 2021 and all over the place. So I do want to make sure that it's somewhat organized, you know, because that's how I am. I like order. But yeah, so let's see, what time am I at? I'm at 14:45, so I did not want to make this super long, of course, because it is my first podcast since November 2020. And so I don't know if the people that know about how they made me feel wanting to get this podcast up and running again are listening. I'm going to give them the link because they tried to stalk me and find it. And I'm like, you're not going to find it. It's not going to happen because it is 100% anonymous. So none of my real information is being used. So they were like, oh, I was doing all these searches. I'm like, nope, it's not going to happen. So I will give them the link. So if you are listening, I want to thank you for bringing this up because I forgot about it and how much I actually really liked doing it. So if you are listening to this specific podcast, thank you for reminding me that I had an Anchor podcast and this is what I did. Okay, so I think I'm going to end it right there because it has been almost 16 minutes. So until next time, once again, this is AK, and I will talk to you next time.